Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Have you ever thought about the concept of ownership? What is the difference between me owning my thoughts in my mind and me owning this watch? When I say I own a watch, in reality, this attribution of possession is just a concept in our minds in order to ensure that social justice can be maintained. True ownership, however, is when the owner has authority and power over that which he owns in such a way that he brings it into existence, maintains its existence, is aware of everything about it, and all changes in that possessed thing depends on him. Similar to the relationship between me and my thoughts, which are completely under my authority. As for the watch, the best I can do is to check the time when it works. Question: who really owns this world of ours? Who brought it about and is aware and in control of every minute change in it? Who has authority over the rain that falls and the plants that grow and the electrons that make electricity to make this light work so that my eyes are able to perceive? وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah has power over everything. True ownership of everything around us is in reality Allah's. We have to understand that when Allah says, قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, say Allah is the creator of everything, this doesn't just mean that I was created at one point in time and that's it, I'm doing things on my own now. Rather, just like the light of the sun which emanates from the sun is dependent on the sun itself at all times, we too in our existence, our characteristics and our actions are dependent on Allah. The rays of the sun give us warmth and light, but these are never independent or cut off from the sun itself. The sun at all times is giving continuous existence to its rays. So when we say we've been created, it means that we're dependent on the Creator at all times and in every sphere of our existence. The Creator who is وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ, unique and has authority over everything. This level of understanding and seeing is definitely one we ought to strive to achieve. May Allah assist us, inshallah. Having reflected on this reality, we realize that we should act accordingly, which means to practically ensure we only do that which Allah is pleased with. If I understand that myself and everything that I own in reality belongs to Allah and He has authority over it, then I should only use all of it in a way that He is pleased with. The more I'm careful in this regard, the more my understanding of this reality will become deeper. So let's not waste the opportunity of this blessed month to elevate our understanding and strengthen our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.